Coast 93.1. Good morning. Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. I still can't believe I got catfished.
I was just thinking about that.
It's just so weird, you know?
I just,
it was like the one time I was like, you know what? I'll give this a shot. I'm not, definitely not over Kyle yet, but you know what? I've always said, and this is where I was like, I have to take my own advice that I dole out.
Right.
Because I always tell people, you know, you don't get to decide when you're ready for something if something great comes along, you know? Yeah. So I always say like, okay, yes, you broke up 3 months ago or something. You know, if someone great comes along, why would you turn down that opportunity? That's what I've always said to my friends.
Right.
So now I was like, oh, well, this guy seems awesome, you know, and we're chit-chatting back and forth, like texting all day on the phone for an hour. And I thought, you know what? I'll give it a shot. You know, at least meet him. We'd have to take it like super slow. You know what I mean? But I was kind of excited about it. And then he disappeared, like phone disconnected, like everything. And I was like, well, I guess he was fake.
It's just so cruel. Cruel thing to do. Like, do you think
it is? Well,
I mean,
maybe
the person you obviously freaked him out when he figured out that you were Blake on the radio.
So that's
I asked him that. Yeah, I said
he knew Eva. I mean,
right.
Who doesn't? But
everybody knows Eva.
I mean, everybody knows Eva. So.
No,
you know,
it was weird
that you were Blake from the radio, and he must have known your backstory, even though he pretended he didn't.
Right.
Which is really cruel.
It is, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm not really mad. I'm kind of like, it's just weird. Like, what's the point?
Right.
I just don't get it. I'm like, why?
Interview him and find out?
Right. But it completely, you know, completely
gone. You just want to see him face to face and be like, what was that all about, dude?
Yeah, like, why? I just don't get it.
Yeah, did you get enjoyment out of that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well yeah. Well, and
that's why he's doing it, probably.
Like, I guess so. It's just I don't understand the point.
Somebody gets pleasure out of someone else's, like,
exactly. That's what it is.
Up.
It's like a power trip.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe they just don't have any sort of human connection in their
so
life.
So there's no chance that it was legit.
Oh, there's a chance it's legit and that he just freaked out and then, yeah.
And then what?
Okay.
Disconnected his phone number?
Everything. And, well, he probably gave me a fake number at first. Like through Google or something,
so that if anyone meets someone through Instagram or something, whatever.
Right. Okay.
You never know if you give your phone number out. So I thought, you know, so yeah, I guess there's a chance, but at this point, I don't really care because I'm like,
he doesn't get another chance if he says, "Dude, I'm so sorry, I was just overwhelmed by your muy famosa."
No.
No. No. Okay.
Although I really would love if he said that I was overwhelmed because you were so famous.
Right. And the thought of that you work with Eva every morning, I mean, I just couldn't stand it.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he ran.
Well, no, I mean, well, it did make me think, like, oh my God, like, for, you know, whoever it is next and whenever that is, I would be a lot to handle. You know what I mean? Like, I have this, you know, still feelings for Kyle. Like, that's going to last a long time. You know what I mean? And then the relationship with his family. Like, there are a lot of things that someone would have to be okay
with.
There
are layers.
I'm not taking photos down in the condo. You know what I mean? Like, so they'd have to be okay with that. You know what I mean? Like, I would be a lot to handle. And then there's Eva. I mean,
right.
Eva's part of the picture too. So
yes,
it's a whole package.
I always said that to Kyle.
What?
That I was part of the package.
Yeah, you made it weird when you said it. I just said it as a joke.
Oh.